3, 2, 1.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The meat that I'm banging is delicious.
Herbalicious definition made them boys go loco. They want my treasure, so they get their pleasures from my photo. You can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't steezy. I got reasons why I tease, and boys just come and go like seasons. Herbalicious. But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that shit is fictitious. I blow kisses. I put some boys on rock, and they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious.
It's hot.
So delicious.
I put them boys on rock.
So delicious.
They wanna taste of what I got.
I'm herbalicious.
Tasty.
Herbalicious def. Herbalicious def. Herbalicious definition make them boys go crazy. They always claim they know me, coming to me, call me Cedric. I'm the H to the E, R, B, no I but E, and can't no other brother down like me. I'm herbalicious. My body stays vicious. I be up in the Walmart just working on my fitness. Here's my witness. I put your boy on rock, and he be lying and down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious.
It's hot.
So delicious.
I put them boys on rock.
So delicious.
They wanna taste of what I got.
Herbalicious.
Hold up. Check it out.
Ricky, if you really want me, honey, get some patience, maybe then you'll get a taste. I'll be tasty. I'll be laced with lacy. It's so tasty. It'll make you crazy.
To the A, to the S-T-E-Y, boy, you tasty. T, to the A, to the S-T-E-Y, boy, you tasty. D, to the E, to the L-I-C-I-O-U-S, to the D, to the E, to the hit it, Herb.
All the time I wanted to run around, always looking up and down, looking at my I just want to say it now, I ain't trying to drop my little papa. I don't want to take your man. I know it's coming off just a little bit conceited, and I keep on repeating how the boys want to suck it. I can't be treated like clientele.
Because they say he's ridiculous.
But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that shit is fictitious. I blow kisses. I put the boys on rock, and they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. My body stays vicious. I be up in the Walmart just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. So delicious. So delicious. Herbalicious. Tasty. So delicious. So delicious. I'm herbalicious.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Wagner.
You got to look a little bit closer.
Oh, I'm Wagner.
And what were you listening? We were listening to the song and you said what?
Oh, is nasty spelled wrong?
Yeah, Lala, you totally spelled nasty wrong.
Yeah, that was Lala and her ex-roommate.
They're still roommates, I think.
Where did that come from? I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, they just decided to make a frugalicious song about me.
Wow.
So I think it was cool. And what's funny though is that I think that the guy kind of sounds like me. A little
That's
bit.
That's why she was like, hit it, Herb.
I don't know how I sound in person, but like on the recording and on the phone, I sound kind of like that guy.
It was pretty accurate. Yeah, well done.
I'll be up.
I don't work at Walmart anymore. Walmart's
just working on my fitness.
That was funny. I don't work at Walmart anymore, but it's cool. It was funny. I liked it. That was good.
Yeah. Lala's like, everybody's working out at Walmart. That's why they're all fat.
Right. Working at the groceries.
It was lyrically clever. It was lyrically clever.
So,
I actually like that song, Glamorous. I'll admit it. It's more like the beats and the bass than anything. Like the same reason I like that Me and You song, that Cassie song, and like Umbrella. It's not even. It's like, oh, I could just have the instrumental version and that would be fine. But
Glamorous, no. The one with Luda.
No, yeah. Where she's like G L A M O or whatever. I don't even know. She doesn't even say it like that.
Oh yeah.
A M.
Yeah.
O R O U S. Did I spell that right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Glamorous. I'm not a very good speller, so for me to say someone spelled something wrong,
it's got to be hooked on a phone.
So we have Wagner in here with us. She's been on a previous show, but like way back in the day.
She's funny ass.
It was like the episode right after Misty farted.
Oh yeah.
So what was I going to say though? Oh, we saw the video to her song "Clumsy," and it's really fucking neat.
Right.
It's a neat video.
I don't know how to say the word cinematic,
yeah,
whatever.
It was neat.
Really good. Really good.
At first I was uncomfortable, but then I was like, oh my God, I want to be in that video.
I've heard it too many times already, but all right.
I like it.
I didn't see the video. I was in the banyo.
So we don't have a lot. Well, do we really have a lot to talk about?
We always got a lot to
talk about. We're going to have a new segment, I think. Should we just get into? Well, we'll wait a little bit.
We always say
we have segments, mm-hmm. and then it just never really happens.
Just to watch. So,
we do have a new review on iTunes, but I don't have time to write the poem, so I'll have to wait.
Okay.
So I can't talk. So I will have to do the poem later. So we've never really kept up with the segment. We'll say we're going to do it, and then we never finish it. And now I have heartburn.
Drink some milk.
Milk.
Dude, that Britney song is like ridiculous, where she's like...
You wanna pants on me.
Yeah, just like
Oh,
that.
She's out of the hospital now. It was on
really?
The news.
No,
she got out.
What's in the background? She has like clips of her in porn. It's like, oh, yeah.
And it sounds like chains beaten down.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
That's probably her parents telling her to do your fucking job.
I need to put our food in the fridge. Oh shit,
it'll
we saw
right
some
now.
Italian hottie motherfucker.
Oh my God, he was so cute, and he's the owner of the restaurant. He had like all this fur up here, and then he has the most beautiful eyes. But then the redheaded guy Nathan,
who
was
looks
cute.
like a couple different people.
Was he the waiter?
Yeah.
The waiter wasn't cute.
I thought he was cute.
He was creepy. One, he had red hair, and redheads are creepy. They're scary.
No, I say there's two types of redheads. There's cute redheads, and then there's ugly redheads.
They're all untamable.
Yeah.
You see,
he liked Ricky, though. He's all smiling and stuff.
What you don't understand about redheads is, like, in nature, there's, like, animals that have bright colors to signal, like, they're poisonous or there's
right.
danger.
Frog.
Their hair's red for a reason. That's a nature thing. Like, oh, shit, maybe I shouldn't mess with that.
I don't know, dude.
It is. It's a nature thing.
My mom's redheaded.
Did the fire crotch...
Is it dangerous?
Yeah.
Did the fire crotch burn you, Wagner?
It has.
Like lava.
It has.
Magma.
I don't know about that.
Who did you date with this redheaded? Do we know?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Was the
That's
girl...
That's confidential.
Was it a boy?
No.
Oh. Was it a girl?
It was burnalicious.
Was her name Leah?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you know her?
I met her a couple times.
Was
She's real
Tara?
Crazy, like a redhead.
I'm just joking. Tara.
No, but I know who you're talking about. She was real crazy.
Mm-hmm. She's kind of pretty, though.
Oh, yeah. Very hot.
Wagner knows everybody in Lakeland.
I know. Yesterday, we went to
like me and Glendale,
Joe or Moe's Dine. What is that place
Moe's.
Called? Moe's Southwestern Grill.
It's
kind of
like
it's like
Chipotle or Taco Del Mar.
And then she's like, oh, shit. I know two people up in here.
And one of the guys was like the father of like this girl that we know.
That we can't talk about.
I know, that's why I'm not. No names. It was disgusting.
Some Polk County drama.
Yep.
Polk County, y'all.
Where people get poked daily.
So Wagner thinks my Britney Spears accent
I'm spinning,
is funny.
Y'all.
It's hilarious. I love it.
We're watching Pieces of Me, and I was like, I was saying what she's thinking inside her head.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
I didn't know it was actually called Pieces of Me, like fucking Reese's Pieces.
Like,
was
like that.
Well, it is
Simpson
stupid
song.
Because she does sing, "You want a piece of me."
Like, yeah, I don't know. It was just, I don't know. I got enough Britney for a week, for a month.
Let me pull up the song. I can tell you what it is. So, but yeah, I was like, she was dancing. Like, is this a Madonna song? I don't remember this.
Y'all.
Look, y'all, I'm spinning.
Down, down. Left, right, spin. Look, y'all, I'm spinning.
Oh, it's so accurate.
Oh, shit, I'm all fucked up. Where's my 40? Hold my baby.
You don't have no 40. It's Florida. I was informed by Wagner today they don't sell 40.
Oh, you know what? They have the video named wrong because it is Piece of Me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, it is?
It's not Pieces of Me.
Oh, okay.
Like, here's my vagina, here's my
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the chains that her parents are beating her with. Since I was 17. Okay. There we go.
Can you really ever have enough Britney?
Really?
No, I can. Well, Britney news is like the bomb.
There's Britney news.
But we don't cover Britney news here because I listen to other podcasts that do that for me.
Yeah,
so.
They're gayer than we are, so they have jurisdiction.
Yeah, and then Heath Ledger, we'll talk about him. He accidentally overdosed on like 10 medications. I'm like, that's crazy.
Accidentally sounds like JFK.
Yeah, I don't think there's any accidental overdose to that. I don't know.
You have to be a little closer to the mic if you're going to talk.
Oh, sorry.
Like, you have to
just like,
pretend
I don't
like
think...
it's a big old Peter.
Just like, I don't think it's accidental that lots of gay guys have Volkswagen. Yeah, no, it's not because of the options.
Oh, yeah.
It's because you're
fake. We got an email about that. It wasn't bad, though. I mean, it was cool.
No, I know, but let's hear it.
So, it was a comment left on our website by Merceman. He said, maybe where you're from, only gays carry messenger bags, Merce. They've been the thing for guys for a few years here in Chicago and many other places. I guess where you're at, fashionable, cool, or hipster is considered gay. Too bad. By the way, I drive a Subaru. Because Herb made a generalization that all guys that carry like messenger bags are gay, and all gay people drive Volkswagens.
No, I
and
said,
what was the other one?
I
Saturns.
Said,
it's pretty accurate.
I said like
7
out of 10 gay guys.
At least in Polk County it is.
Yeah.
No. In general, most gay guys... I have a Volkswagen or Saturn.
No, yesterday, we saw a guy with a messenger bag or a Merce, totally straight.
Dude,
he
I
was like
know.
Computer geeky straight.
No, I don't know about that.
No, he was. You were just hoping he wasn't straight because he was cute.
I call it a man bag. More of a man bag.
Yeah, a Merce.
I just don't see. I don't know.
Drew
carries that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, Drew. But he has dual citizenship.
Yeah,
in,
he
like,
does.
Straight and gay.
It doesn't
world.
Really count.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't see a point for that kind of thing. I just don't get it. When you go to school when you're younger, you have a backpack. When you go to school when you're older, you still have a backpack. Why is there a need to become a quote unquote hipster? I don't get it. It's like
don't carry that much stuff. Like I don't understand why men would have to have a man bag.
But now you're talking about metrosexuals.
Right.
Oh God! Which is
they carry stuff like fingernail clippers.
Yeah,
stuff.
But metrosexuals
when you hated
like product.
The people, the metrosexual.
It's just like a guy that enjoys fashion but doesn't want to be claimed as a or marked as a fag. So they invented like this metrosexual, and it's like, dude, it's all right to be into fashion, but the minute you make yourself like, the minute you make a spectacle out of it yourself, it's like you're gonna get called a fag. So instead of creating your own subculture, just be confident.
Yeah,
about
but I think
up.
The thing he's saying in Chicago that so many people carry them, I mean, because apparently it's like a straight thing too there. So I mean, probably in the big cities, it's probably normal. I
we're
guess
we're like 5 years behind here. Like,
yeah,
yeah, but I don't
it's
know.
A sale. Haven't
like,
quite got there yet.
But like a lot of people say that about everywhere, and it's like, dude, it's so hard. Like, how can you know how anywhere else is? Unless you're there all the it just
well that's what he was explaining to us
no but here how in Chicago. How can anybody know anything about anywhere? The world is the world. I mean, everything is so widespread now that people are driving stuff now in podunk towns that were only in Hollywood 50 years ago.
I learned in my marketing class that globalization is making the earth flat again. Not literally, but to the point where
like
everything's so small that anyone can communicate with anyone.
Yeah.
So, but actually, we've had emails back and forth, and he seems like a pretty cool guy. Because I told him, because Chicago is one of the places that I want to actually move to.
Right.
And Herb's like, no, bitch. Nope. Too cold for this.
Honestly, I can tell you right now, I will never move somewhere where it snows every year. I can't do it.
I'm with you. I won't go north I-4 during the winter.
I like the snow. Look,
hell no.
I like the snow. I like visiting, but I can't live somewhere where it does that every single year.
No, snow is a horrible thing. I don't know why anyone would want to be in it.
Snow
around
is a beautiful thing.
No, it's not.
And like it's visit. Fun to play in, but when you have to clean it up, it sucks.
No, it's cold
when you can't find
and
your
wet
car,
and evil. Like, it hurts my soul.
Yeah,
it
dude,
makes
when,
my soul hurt.
When you can't find your car.
Like your puss?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Cold and evil.
Yes,
and
evil.
Wet.
Devours men whole.
Do you make vagina angels with your puss in the snow?
Wah, wah, wah. I'd be one hell of a woman if I could pull that off.
I would have to take pictures of that.
I would have
watch.
To make porn if I think I could pull that off.
You'd be like one of them squirter bitches. Have you ever seen that?
It's so crazy, dude. Like,
is it really that much?
It really
it looks like
is.
They're peeing.
I didn't know it existed.
Wait, what?
Squirters.
Women
that
squirt.
Dude, yeah.
I had
like,
no
there's
idea.
There's like a whole porn underground.
See, I didn't know until it was like being shot up
until
at
it was,
me.
Until it was
I
too
think
late.
Sometimes they fill their pisses up with water and then just let it go.
Oh,
because
like,
I've seen some
like
of
the
them that's just like.
Penis implants?
Penis implants?
What were you. Ricky, I hate when I bring up something that you have told me and then you like act like you don't know what it is and I look retarded.
Like the
guy.
Sorry,
no,
I'm not making
listen,
you feel
listen,
that way.
Listen,
you're reflecting
listen.
Your feelings off me.
Yeah, but your memory is terrible. And it makes me retarded. Literally, I'm just joking. Okay, that porn thing on XTube where the guy comes like freaking 3 gallons and you're like, yeah, he has one of those implants.
No, he doesn't have an implant. He's injecting saline into his balls. And
like for real?
Yeah, you'll have to see this. We'll show it to you.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely not safe. But when he comes, it's like fucking
dude,
like a
it's,
gallon.
No, it's, yeah.
It's gross.
It's like he could fill up our purified water.
And his balls are like this big.
That's awful.
It's really weird.
That's really awful.
Yeah, I'll have to show it to you.
Oh, great.
It's awesome.
How do you like them apples?
It's awesome and junk and stuff. I'm fucking Matt Damon. We should play that.
I'm like, I'm almost done with that video, but it's really,
should
I still think
it?
It's funny.
Should we play it?
At the end.
Okay. So,
All I need to play is the part where she turns it into like the Gwen Stefani song.
I want to play the whole thing because I think Matt Damon's hot.
You can't see him in our show.
No, but you can hear him and he's still hot.
You just
and
want
people can just like look at him online. Or they can look it up themselves.
You want some of the born anal supremacy?
I want to have his babies.
Right. We need quotes, I swear to God.
Oh, tornadoes kill 54 people.
Where?
Dorothy.
In
Oz.
Oh,
no.
Roaring storms in the south. So we may be getting some storms because tomorrow is supposed to.
No.
Oh, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Oh my God, look, this car is almost on top of a house.
Which
check
I picked on the blog.
Look at that. Tornadoes are fucking scary.
No shit. I've never seen one, but I think if I did, I'd probably
I've
cry.
I've been through one.
Like, really?
They're scary.
I've had a lot of dreams about them.
Did
like
you like
crazy
run
dreams?
To the cellar like everyone does?
Yes, and I pretend my name's Dorothy Gale.
Dorothy Gale.
And I had 5 Totos with me.
Dorothy Gale.
All right, so we have a we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 5 phone calls. 3 of them from the same person, but still. So here's our first one.
Hello, boys. This is Hope. I just wanted to call and wish y'all a very happy week and to let y'all know that I have downloaded probably about 7 new podcasts that I have never listened to. And wouldn't you know, but they are all fit. So I just wanted to let you know you guys rock and to keep it up. And I hope we can get together at the Chop Shop sometime soon. Remember, keep it foul and keep it fun. Peace.
Thank you, Ho.
All over your face.
Aww. Have you ever been to the Chop Shop?
No, he's telling me about it today.
It's the fucking bomb.
She's got a hot
whoa,
voice.
Whoa,
like, I want her to have phone sex with
me. Wait, where did that come from? The Chop Shop?
Huh? In the voicemail.
Wait, who was that?
It's Hope.
Okay. I'm like, huh? But yeah. Chop
Wait, is it someone I know?
No.
Okay.
It's someone that we know, but we can't say their real name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
like how Cora tries to pull that out.
You're not supposed to say her name.
It never works. Okay.
It's Michelle.
Michelle.
Stupid. Twist and turn. Up and down. This is Madonna, y'all.
Hey, so today I turned on the Xbox for the first time in like a week and a half. And I was like, hey, I only have like
didn't know we were done with the phone calls.
Stay on task. Stay on task.
Keep going.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to fuck with my microphone if you keep talking.
No, don't touch it. Here we go.
Ricky, don't you know you can just go to Amazon.com and buy microphone stands for like $5? Hello? Come on. Get with it. Oh, by the way, the microphone you sent me looks like a penis. It just does. But it sounds sexy. But it's penis. Okay, anyway, I love you. Bye.
We actually sent her, or I sent her, the original mic that I used when I first did the show, and it looks like this huge long penis.
Oh,
that's Lala.
Okay, she sounds different all the time.
I know,
but she's still crazy.
She's our resident felon.
You wanna be?
Okay, here's our next call. This is from Justin in Oklahoma.
I'm always scared, like I'm calling some crazy out of state lady who's gonna be like asleep by the time I'm calling or something. Anyway, it's Justin from Oklahoma. Just listened to your latest podcast, Are They Crinkle Cut? And it's funny. And I'm glad you guys are doing good stuff again. Good to hear you again.
is that a diss?
Call and say that Oklahoma does not have any professional teams. And it's true. We don't. We don't have any professional teams here.
We have
college teams like the OU Sooners. Shoo. Who cares? And that's about it, really. There's nothing else here. Hockey, yeah, like a B-ranked team. Who gives a fuck? Baseball, some kind of minor league. Who gives a fuck also? We did have some kind of, like, big-name people. What was it, basketball? Yeah, basketball. Whatever. Who cares? Anyway, good to hear from you guys. Keep it going. Cheers.
I do believe... that on the last show, I said Oklahoma doesn't have any professional teams.
You're right.
Didn't I? Tell me again. Hold on. We need quiet. We need silence. What was that?
I said, okay.
No. Finish the whole sentence.
I said I didn't argue about it. I just said that pretty much everywhere has a state, or like every state has a team of some sort, because all I know
you
is
said
from
professional teams.
I said from all I know is playing NBA Jam and NFL Blitz, so I don't fucking remember that shit.
Listeners, if you listened to the last show and you know what Herb said, please give us a call at 206-984-FOUL and let us know. And I also want to know, he's like holding his face. And I also want to know how many straight people listen to our show. If you're straight, email us or call us, because I want to know. I don't know how many straight people listen.
Ooh, raise your hand if you're straight. That's a twist. That's a twist.
Just send us pictures of your cars and we'll know.
Yeah, maybe.
Or your balls. That works too.
All right, next phone call from Lala.
Herb, I have to tell you this right now because I need to. I hate the movie Signs. I hate it so fucking much. I can't even take it. Here's why. Let me just tell you. Okay. So this amazingly far more advanced fucking alien business comes down and they're like, oh, we're fucking terrified, we're gonna kill all the people, it's scary. But then it's like, oh, we die because of water. But if we were a fucking advanced race who had any sort of knowledge of anything, we probably should have sent like one creature down who was like, oh, you know what, there's this shit that falls out of the sky, and also the creatures who rule this planet, and also most of the planet is made of this thing that will kill us, so we probably shouldn't go there. Because it's a bad idea. Well, thank you, M. Night Shyamalan. Thank you for that. I cannot get those 2 hours of my life back, and now I'm mad at you. And I still like you, but I'm still mad at you. I won't forgive you. I'll still watch your movies.
Wait,
and it's Shyamalan.
Wait, Signs?
That's how he says it. Trust me. Okay, wait. I'm just saying. Fucking water. Seriously? Really? 2 hours of my life for that shit? Really? Damn. Okay, bye.
I just think it's funny said they should send a suicide alien down.
I agree with her, though.
That's so
I fucking
Islamic.
Hated that movie, dude.
Wait, where did
they
come from?
She's listening to older shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like Signs either. I don't know. I like Unbreakable, and I like...
No!
No,
I was just talking about how much I hate that movie
dude,
the other
like
night.
Dude, that's like the only superhero movie I really like.
No, it had Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson in it. I love both of them so much. That movie sucked my balls. It made me want to shoot myself in the head.
Shut up.
It's true. It was awful.
I don't like superhero movies that much because they're all too family oriented.
It was so dumb. Like, Samuel L. Jackson didn't kick ass. He was like frail.
Did he say motherfuck?
No, he didn't do anything.
Dude, he was
cool.
Just like Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor was a pussy. And his hair looked horrible.
It was Dairy Curl.
I paid to go see that in a theater because I had Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
Did you think they were going to get along together?
Well, dude, all of his movies are like...
I just wanted to see them both kick ass.
All of his movies are like love it or hate it stuff. It's weird. It's weird how he always pulls that out of people. Like, people like hate his shit or love it.
You know what movie I fucking hated by him?
Hmm.
The Village.
I didn't see that.
Fucking
it's scary.
Hate it. No, it's retarded. It's not even scary.
Well, isn't it like
they try to make it scary because when you see the previews, you're like, oh, wait, yeah, fuck, that shit looks, is scary as hell. Scary. No. Lady in the Water? No.
That wasn't scary either.
It was okay, but not something I would pay for. That's why we saw it on free on cable.
See, that makes it better, though. In my eyes, it's like if I didn't pay for it and it was all right, that makes it better. Like, I enjoy it more because I didn't pay.
All right, so last call. Okay. For alcohol.
Hi, boys. It's me. It's Lala. And I have something I
damn,
have to say
bitch.
Because I'm so mad about that fuckface that left that comment on your live journal thing. I have to express myself, okay? This is how I feel. This is for Fuckwad Icon or whatever the fuck his name is. Okay, I'm Lala from the Pink Geek Podcast, and you may have never heard of my shit, but my shit is a bomb, so it doesn't matter anyway. And I am lucky, no, blessed, to consider everyone at Fat Monkeys my friend, because they're open-minded, they are amazing, and they are funny. They are all the things your dumbass could never fucking be. So why don't you just go fuck off and die? Leave my friends alone. I can't stand that shit. I cannot stand the fact that he just is so pretentious. He thinks he's amazing because I have heart calorie shows. Well, good for you, bitch. I could have one, too, if I just threw some paint on a canvas and said, oh, it's art. Who cares, okay?
Toothpaste.
I could shit on canvas and it would be art, all right? So fuck your face, sir. The Ninja and I, we're lucky to be associated with Foul Monkeys because they are amazing. And I want you to know, I love them very fucking much. So if you still listen to the show, and I know you do, because deep down inside, you know this shit is funny, you can go kill yourself because you'd be doing us all one great big fucking favor.
Dude,
I love you. Bye-bye.
Dude, I have to agree. I really don't know that guy, but every time he comes up in conversation, like on LiveJournal, no one likes Pop Icon. It's like, everybody's like, yeah, that guy's a loser. I'm like,
I'm better than
right
you.
Right on. Yeah.
I'm an artist, and I have
wait,
galleries.
What is it? Is Pop Icon, like, how do you spell that shit?
I don't know. P-O-P-I-C-N or something.
No,
like
but
that.
He spells it all gay. Like, it's like P-0-P-1-C-O-N.
I don't know, but apparently he left like this really nasty live journal entry, and he locked it so that people couldn't see it. But one of the people that is on his list shared, copied, and pasted it to me.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, asshole.
You know what's funny though is like he Big Fun Drew was
this is right before you say that. This is a guy that listened to my podcast and decided that he wanted to do a podcast.
Oh, so he's like a poser.
So he liked my podcast, and now he just thinks, you know, ooh, my shit don't smell.
Oh, yeah, he's a loser. Here he is. He looks like a cross between Billy Zane and Billy Corgan, which is bad and bad. I like the Smashing Pumpkins, but Billy Corgan himself
he's weird looking.
Unattractive.
I don't know, if I ever have to call like a phone company or a bill company a bitch, you're homegirl, man.
I know.
For real. Like,
I think she used to work for a phone company.
Man.
Yeah, okay, I know this guy. Well, I've heard of him. He's like one of those people where like he'll put all like on his live journal user info, he puts like all these quotes that people have said about him, and it's like they all say nice things, and he like quotes them out of context and then puts it in his user info to make himself look cool. And it's like, dude, you were born in 1976. I think it's time to grow up. I mean,
well,
I could understand if it was like 1987 or something. That's like something I'd see from a high schooler.
Isn't he obsessed with Prince also? Or no, that was the guy in. That was the guy in San Francisco, and then this other guy, like, they teamed up and tag teamed.
No, he likes Prince, too.
He left,
that's cool.
He left all these, like, bad messages or whatever, but this one guy, like, what is his name? I forget. But he would, like, pick his own, like, he had these huge moles on his back, like, this big, and he, like, cut them out himself.
That's disgusting.
And he has every documented...
Prince like
Prince
release ever. You're like, yes, Prince on
Purple Rain. He has Purple Rain on everything there's ever been.
It's like, dude,
Beta.
You,
yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, this Pop Icon was like apparently disgusted with this friend of our listener, Big Fun Drew, because this friend is like 30 something and he's just finally accepted himself as being gay and coming out.
Oh, is that the one that went off?
Right. And he he's already married and has kids, and it's just, you know, different people have different timelines in their head of when they come out, when they feel certain things. I mean, puberty is different for everybody.
I think so, Jesus would have came out if he wasn't crucified.
You think so?
Yeah, too early. He died too soon.
But this guy came out. Wait, so this guy came out and Pop Icon was like, "I can't believe you're ruining your wife's life," and blah 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 blah. Knowing that Big Fun Drew also went through a similar situation, and their Pop Icon and Big Fun Drew are friends on LiveJournal, and they generally have a cool nature between each other. So it's like, well, or isn't he doing the same thing? Why would you? I don't know, man.
It's called contradiction.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has contradictions, but it's just really funny when you're really obvious about it. So yeah, loser. Next.
Well, that's all the phone calls.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, everyone, and thanks for leaving messages on the website. If you want to see everybody's comments, go to the website. Oh, and Archer said, for somebody to be a pole smoker, you sure don't care for gay people too much.
It's very accurate. accurate.
Wait, who?
Archer.
About who?
You.
Oh. Well, yeah, I don't like stereotypical gay people. Pretty much. Like ones that I know they're gay before they open their mouth.
Like the guy that yesterday tried to hit on you at Walmart the day before yesterday.
Yeah, it was like, dude, I saw
your
that.
Name Joseph?
I heard that sass down the road. Like, that's how close. And it's cool. I mean, it was flattering. But
maybe
it's
they just
like,
do it as a courtesy to straight guys so they know.
I don't think so. I don't think some can avoid themselves from doing it. I don't know.
No, this one was clearly like scouting him out. We'd already passed him like three times.
Yeah, because we were walking around and getting different things, and he like saw
and he
us.
Had his hag with him.
Yeah, oh, and he had his messenger bag, and it was like, wow, I wonder what orientation that guy is. I wonder. He didn't even have to say anything. That's the thing.
Herb thought he was hot, though.
But again, I also want to be very clear. People
like
are the way they are,
pounds.
And that's it. I mean, you are the way you are. You're born the way you are. But that doesn't mean you have to overdo everything about yourself.
No, I clearly chose to be gay. That is my lifestyle that I choose every day.
No, what I mean is you don't choose the kind of voice you have. Like, you know,
no, I chose
I have
this too.
A deeper voice, and you don't have as deep a voice, and that's just life.
What are you talking about?
Baby, I'm fucking being serious. Will you shut the fuck up?
Me too.
I'm serious. I swear to God, I'm going to sell this microphone at you, and you're going to have to buy two.
No, I'm going to have to beat your ass.
I hate to have to bring it.
What?
I'd have to bring it.
What do you want?
It's not nice to hurt Ricky. If you came at him, I'd have to hurt her.
That's what I thought. Just because you got a big dick don't mean nothing.
Oh,
yeah,
but
you
that's
still
right.
get hurt. So anyway, I turned on my the Xbox today, and wow, I thought I was going to be in for some gaming, and I was right at the end of BioShock, right before like the boss, the last guy, and I really don't care if this spoils it for you because it's been out for 5 months. It's like this guy, and he has all these superpowers, and you have to hit him four times with these big hits and whatever. It was like, this is like on medium, so it wasn't hard, but the hard doesn't really change like anything dramatic about the game because I started in the hard. So I beat him in like 5 minutes. And then it was like cutscene, and then it goes back to the title screen. Like,
do you
nothing
think
happened.
It would have been harder if you saved all the girls?
Because
you didn't
yes.
get to see that, right?
Well,
so maybe
I
you should
only
play it again and save all the girls to see what the different ending is.
Well, I already read about it. I mean, there's only two endings to the game, so
cheater.
I have to take it back a little bit about BioShock. I think it's pretty cool, but like, honestly, if anybody out there, because I know there's lots of gamers that listen, you know, whatever. If you're thinking about buying BioShock or you want to play
nerds.
It or you're interested or whatever, it's a really cool game, but honestly, if you want a game that really expands on every single idea in the entire game, just go out and get Deus Ex 2 or System Shock 2. It's like the same game, except those are a lot more in-depth and probably a little cooler. The graphics are really good, though, and it's a lot of fun to play, but it's like I'm like done with it now. Now it's like, wow, that was $60. Wow, it's
you didn't even pay for it.
I know. That's the worst part. It's like, wow, well, it's going to sit on the shelf now because
no, I'm going to play it. I just get scared.
No, honestly,
fucking scary.
Honestly,
it is kind of creepy.
Honestly, it's way too hard for you, Ricky. Like it's not even like your skill. That game's way too hard.
I have it on easy. You can at least let me try.
No, I mean, go ahead, but trust me, it's gonna be.
I just get really nervous. Like when I was playing, what's that other game that I've been trying to play? But
Silent Hill 2.
Silent Hill.
I was gonna say Silent Hill.
It's fucking scary.
It's creepy.
And I can't play it by myself.
There's some creepy critters in that.
Well, game. See, this is the thing about Herb. He'll play a game and he'll beat it, and then it's my turn to play it, and then he gets aggravated when I can't get past something.
Just let me do that part. Just give it to me. Like,
well,
that.
Not even that. He just starts, no, no, no.
It's not like that.
And I'm like, give me
so
a chance.
Much.
And he's
no,
like,
I bet it
you've
is.
Done it 30. He's like, you've tried it 35 times. Let me do it for you.
Yeah, it's like, I just don't think it's that hard. It's not, I don't have some superhuman skill. So to me, logically, it's not that hard
30,
to get past.
I grew up with Atari, okay?
So did I.
I'm still used to Atari thumb.
I grew up with Atari too. I don't know what you're talking about. That doesn't give you an excuse to be bad at Mario Galaxy.
I'm not bad at it. Yes, I think I've done pretty good on that.
You're doing all right, but it's like some of the stuff, it's like, it's just not that hard.
Well, I guess if I wasn't in school full time and working full time and I could stay home and play video games all day long,
yeah, but
I
again,
would get used to it.
You're pulling all these cards that have nothing to do with video gaming. That doesn't mean that you're any worse or any better at video gaming. It doesn't matter how much time you put into it. It's just like once you get it.
Worser.
I didn't say worser.
I think you said worser.
I said it doesn't matter if it doesn't mean you're any better or any worse at video games.
Whatever. If I could practice, I would be okay.
Don't try to make excuses. I'm just telling you something.
So that's the end of the show. See you later.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Oh, our segment. We got to have a segment.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's called, what are we going to call it? Tales from the Wagon?
Tales from the Vagina Crypt? I don't
know. Call it Tales from the Wagon. I like that.
That's awesome.
All right. You got to choose which one. Like, okay.
The one about you and that girl fight where you're like, sorry, bitch.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. It's pretty short.
What was the other one?
There's that one. I'm trying to think. Goddamn, there's so many stories. what was the other one I was thinking about? The night I got drove home by the police. Hmm. That one was interesting.
That's happened a couple of times.
Just give us one, per. Just give us one per show. That's
okay,
cool.
Now yeah. I'll do the one where I beat that girl's ass because it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Like, not too
Wait,
long
Wait, let's
ago.
Do a theme song.
Okay.
What do you want to call it?
Tales from the Wagon.
Tales from the
I would play the Oregon Trail theme song.
Oh, that
would
be
awesome.
Right? Go find it. Find
so
the Oregon
down.
Trail.
Can you do it on YouTube, you think?
Yeah,
I don't
know. Just look. No, not on. Well, yeah.
Oregon.
It would. It'd be like, do it from Oregon Trail 2. Like, that's some really
cool.
No. Like,
O-R-E-G-O-N.
I know. I'm just.
It's pretty cool. But I guess.
Okay, here it goes.
Okay. Like, not too long ago.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry. He found it. Let's go.
Okay, so Oregon Trail is an Apple II game, which many American elements.
Freaking
then comes the hardest part of the game.
No, that's not what
guy.
I want. We want the theme.
That guy was so dorky. Go Oregon Trail theme song.
Where is it?
No. Go Oregon. Type it in.
Dude, that game was awesome, by the way. Like, when your teacher wasn't looking, you can enter stuff in on the gravestone. You put something
just do Oregon Trail
like
theme.
Adam is gay.
Right.
So someone else would find it later.
Clarissa has died of syphilis.
Yes.
I know. It was gross. It was so random, too. It was like, it takes a lot of no skill. It was like luck.
Oh, am I spelling Oregon wrong?
I don't spell. I don't know.
All right. Look it up on Google. But do sound. Here, I'll do it. Yeah. So as we look up stuff.
All right.
On,
let's. Okay. Hold on, let's see. Theme.
Here it goes, right here.
No, it's not going to play on your computer. So tell me where it is.
What do you mean it won't play on my computer?
Because your computer's not hooked up to
go on Yahoo.
Yahoo. Who's getting ready to be bought out by Microsoft?
Is it really?
Ew.
Probably. Is nothing sacred? Is nothing
Go
sacred.
To audio where it says more on top of the search right there on the right.
Video.
Audio.
More.
It's in more, yeah.
Audio.
Then type in Oregon Trail.
O-R-E-G-O-N. Trail.
Yeah, trail mix.
Okay, right here.
Welcome to Foul Monkey.
Is this it? Is this it?
Yeah, the first one should be.
Is the trail is coming, fall.
No.
Oh, my God. What the hell? Oh, those
That's
are by
Woody
Guthrie. Guthrie.
Hold on.
All right. Go Oregon Trail game.
Game. Oregon Trail.
I seriously doubt you're going
to
find the music to that game.
No.
Like,
they,
for
I
real.
I swear to God, they have that shit.
I couldn't find a clip of Joey Lawrence saying whoa on the internet anywhere. Whoa. I haven't looked in a couple months, but I swear to God, I looked everywhere. All I wanted was like a little wave file. Him
yeah,
going,
there's nothing on here
and
that has Oregon Trail. So let's just pretend that it's playing in the background.
Okay. I guess, like, not too long ago, like, I had this female friend, and she was fickle, and, like, this other girl, like, we'll just go with, like, girl A. Girl A kept messing with her about her, like, boyfriend and trying to take him from her and just, like, sending these crazy MySpace messages, and, like, she'd ignore girl A because she was just being a dumb
cunt.
That's
where it all goes down on MySpace.
I swear to God. I'm like, just delete your MySpace. Yeah. And, like, she just kept, like, antagonizing this girl, like, just being stupid, leaving notes on her car. Just being, like, retarded, like, so stupid. And my friend wasn't even egging her on. She really was being very mature about it. Sometimes, and this is the last time I ever drank tequila, and I won't, because, as I always say, one of two things is going to happen, fighting or fucking. Because it's always like that when I drink tequila. Well, I'd been drinking tequila. We were at an apartment complex. Me and my friend and some other friends were all hanging out. Well, I guess they were having a party, and girl A was, like, at the party, and, like, they were all standing outside, and then my friend's like, oh my God, that's the girl. Now, I've never seen the girl. I saw her picture on MySpace briefly, but if I was walking in the mall, I wouldn't have picked her out. My friend, like, and I'm like, you know, I'm all hopped up on some tequila, and my friend's like, that's the girl over there, that's the girl, why don't you go beat her ass? I'm like, which one? The one in the white sweater. So I charge up over there, smack this girl in the face, grab her by the hair, head to knee, because that's my favorite move. I noticed.
We've been playing too much.
I noticed there was another girl who took off running. Mm-hmm. Whatever. She's scared. I'm intimidating and drunk on tequila. Take the girl's shirt, bring it over her head hockey style, punch her in the stomach. And I have her on the ground. I'm kicking her. My friend runs over and is like, that's not her. That's her. That girl was gone. Like, and I was like, what? And she's like, and sorry, that girl is like, she's
her
hysterical.
Vagina just fell out.
Yeah, I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God. So I'm like, take her shirt off her because it's still up over her head. Like, get her up. And I'm like, all right, brushing the dirt off her face. Like, and she's bloody. Like, I hurt her. I felt so bad because no one, like, my friend didn't know this girl. Just some random girl who happened to be standing there.
Oh, man.
Who was also wearing a white sweater that kind of looked like the picture I saw on MySpace. I'm hugging her, and I'm like, I'm sure you deserved an ass beating at some point in your life. Well, there it is. And I was like, I am so sorry. I felt really bad. It was really shitty.
That's awesome.
It was the last time I got in a fight. It was pretty cool. I mean, it wasn't. I did feel bad.
So I'm just reading online on MySpace since we're talking about it, mm-hmm. and apparently there's a lingerie party that we have not been told about.
It's
are we uninvited?
It's a private event.
It's not so private since it's been
on
a bulletin.
Oh, did Dominic put in a bulletin?
Yeah.
Dude, he's so silly with
it. It says
bulletins.
Invite RSVP
only. Look at this shit where it's like every night it's like drinking at Slammers. Like each night.
So is this like our diss? Are we not invited to come have lingerie?
You're probably invited.
I'll get back.
I know there's one we're supposed to go to. There's some kind of.
What's a negative
there's a
one
house,
party?
There's a house.
I think it's
party.
It's a band. I don't know. I'm not involved
in
that group.
Negative one.
Negative one. They are a really good band, but they're not. That's not.
Dude, I think it's like February 24th. There's a party at the House of D that he's throwing for this other guy that I met at Game.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to pull that together.
I can't remember what the guy's name is, but he's very he's
weird about names.
He was sheepish. He was sheepish.
Yeah. But
no, he's a cool guy. He just seemed like kind of like nervous or something. There's something like he was like nervous. I don't know. It was weird. But he was moving out of his place, so he was like, "Hey, let's have a party."
Again, this is a Wagner Land event, and nobody is allowed to participate without her approval.
Y'all can come, but you have to dress nice. Don't bring anyone else. Just you two. But you have
like
to dress
nice. No lingerie.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just kidding. Like, what do you mean nice?
Like, wear some slacks and like a nice shirt. It's a dressier event.
Where is it at?
The House of D. That makes sense.
So the girls
are gonna have to make that house nice before I dress up nice.
It's
in
a project. It's probably gonna involve like me not sleeping all day, like getting up and like doing.
This is so funny. If you would like to be invited, please send us a private message and we'll forward it to her. Like they're your agents.
Well,
it'll fax out
you
of
know
your
how
ass.
I, they're right. My peeps. He's my director of public relations.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't handle everybody that I'm
so
supposed to.
So can you tell us what happens at this party?
It's going to be a lingerie party. It depends. Like, it could be just a ploy for me to see women in their underwear.
Oh, okay.
But, well, I wanted to do something for Valentine's Day because I fucking hate Valentine's Day, like, so much.
Like, I heart Valentine's Day.
I fucking
Day.
Hate it. so stupid. I like the candy. You try and go out on Valentine's Day, you can't get any in anywhere. There's people all over the fucking place.
That's
like,
why you go on the 13th or the 15th.
That is a good idea.
No, parties don't tell our 100 listeners. I'm just joking. Don't tell our 2 listeners that idea. They might take it.
That's true. But yeah, it's going to be on the 16th. It's just, it's like a Valentine's Day party for Valentine's Day. I don't know. There's going
to
be,
do we get
drinking
to bring Valentine cards?
If you want to, yeah. Actually, that'd be cute. That would be cute.
Dude, I miss that
with
shit.
Suckers
like an elementary
on the
school
outside that you go, you know how they go like in and out of the card?
I'm so down for that.
Dude, I miss that. In elementary school, we used to give cards and people would give out like Fun Dip
and you know what?
And stuff.
What are those hearts called? Are they Nemco?
Neko Sweethearts.
Yeah. They don't have like Kiss Me or Hug Me anymore. They have like Email Me.
They do.
Text
I'm like,
message
I'm like,
me.
What?
Yeah, they update
I'm like, now. I don't understand.
What?
Let's be friends. Like friends, whatever. I don't know. It's not that anymore.
It's
add
like,
me to your MySpace.
Let's be BFF. Yeah. It's like BFF, right?
All right, Wagner. So would you like to say anything else before,
before we
leave?
No, I think that about doesn't.
Oh, nice picture of you and Dom with the WD.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, the one where we're both carrying the W and the D?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're representing the word.
That's funny.
I re-glittered my W. It's fantastic. Because it was missing for a long time. But that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
On the wagon.
On the
it's a whole nother story from the wagon.
All right, so we're going to end this. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. MySpace us. Facebook us. Add us or add yourself to our Frapper map. Check out our blog.
Stalk us.
Comment. Leave a review. If you leave us a review, we'll write a little nasty, sexy poem about you.
If you leave us nasty pictures, we might jerk off.
Okay. Did you hear me? I was like a nerd. I was like, oh.
You were.
Dude, I totally saw boobies.
Paul in London still hasn't gotten back to us yet to tell us if he has a big cock or
too
not.
Busy in his flat driving
it's
his
cute
car to the pump. What do they call the? They call it gas something. Right?
I don't know. That's Britterland. I don't know much about that shit. That's foreign.
All right, so we're gonna leave this by playing the Sarah Silverman song.
Oh my god!
And it is gonna play right now.
I want to hear like I like in the beeps, but I sometimes want to hear the unedited
one. I wish there was. There probably isn't an unedited one.
I like
one
the beeps though. That makes it funny.
All right, people. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
Oh, Wagner.
We're out of here. Bye.
It was something that I made in October.
Not that one. Here we go. That one.
Hey, Jimmy. It's me. I'm in a hotel. I don't know. I've been on the road so long. I don't even know what city I'm in anymore, to be honest. Anyway, I've been thinking about you a lot. And I've been needing to tell you something. I don't know why I haven't, but it's important. I mean, we've been together for so long, over 5 years, and I still haven't told you, and it's just not right. So here it goes. I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
She's f***ing Matt Damon.
I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
She's f***ing Matt Damon.
I'm not imagining it's you. I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
On the bed, on the floor, on the by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the mini bar.
I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
She's f***ing Matt Damon.
While you're drinking Diet Snapples. I said I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
She said she's f***ing Matt Damon. Hey, Kimmel, how do you like them apples? Get it? It's like because I'm like talking about her breasts.
Yeah, it's funny. Hey, Jim, don't take it bad. Remember all the good times we had. Like the time we went fishing and we caught a bunch of fish. Then you puked in the bucket of fish that we caught. Knock, knock.
Who's that knocking at my door?
Matt Damon.
She's Matt Damon.
Realize
Matt
Damon.
Matt
Damon.
Matt
Damon.
Damon.
And you know that I ain't lying.
I said I'm Matt Damon.
She's Matt Damon.
I see inside Pat O'Brien.
It's true, the insider has confirmed that she is in fact Matt Damon.
Last week when I was playing Scrabble with you online, I was Matt Damon.
We flew back and forth like an idiot to do your show and Regis and Kelly's show. She was definitely Matt Damon.
When I told you I was Matt Damon, I was Matt Damon.
On the bed, on the floor, on the towel, by the door, in a tub, in the car, against the mini bar.
She's Matt Damon.
So that's it. I think I was clear.
Oh, you did great.
Oh, it was okay.
Pretty damn good.
Anyway, you know, we had a great run, Jim. And I hope there's no hard feelings. I hope we can be friends. I'm friends with all my boyfriends, my old boyfriends, so. If anything isn't clear or you need closure of some kind, please, please call my publicist, Amy Zvi, at BNCPA. So take care.
You know what? Stop right there. Jimmy, we're out of time. Sorry.
Oh, you are so bad.
A little bit. Let's put that guitar down and go Matt Damon. See you, Jimmy.